And actually, that should really not have been that way, because for me, service is one of the strongest tools for me, and it's one of the easiest ones for me to use. And I am going to tell you about my path to recovery through service. However, I don't advise that you take it. And so I can begin with my first meeting. At my first meeting, I ugly cried all through the meeting, and I talked far too much, but it was a recovery from relapse meeting, and it was beautiful and sweet, and they did let me do that. At that time, I was living on sugar, and I was, I would say, completely crazy. I was at a stage where essentially I just ate sugar until my fingers were numb. I ate sugar until my joints ached. I knew people who lost their feet, who lost their legs, who lost their fingers. I knew people who died, but I really didn't care. All I cared about was trying my best to stay out of the dark hole that I was in when I wasn't eating sugar. So at that meeting, I didn't even know what abstinence was, but they mentioned it. So I decided right then and there that I would get abstinent. So I was living on 2 mountains of sugar a day. So I decided my abstinence will be 1 mountain of sugar a day. Now, later, I was totally embarrassed when somebody asked me about, you know, how did I define abstinence at the beginning? And it was so whatever. But now I'm totally honest. So that was just what it was. I didn't know what I was doing. Also, at my first meeting, I had several jobs. I helped put up the chairs and the literature. I also helped a disabled member get to her car. Later, that very same member would talk to me on the phone because one of the things that really was a problem for me was driving past all of those, I used to call them crack houses or drug houses, drug stores and all of that. It was hard for me to get home from the meeting past all of those stores. So later she would talk to me, you know, so that I could get home without stopping and getting all my binge foods. So back to my first meeting. When I said that I was an engineer, basically I was told they needed a treasurer. And essentially at the second meeting, I got the bank bag, the treasurer info, and they taught me how to lead the meeting. And actually for me, that was a good darn thing. I am an addict that I'll just wander away if I'm not involved or attached. And I think that they knew that. The member who asked me about being the treasurer, she was something like my Ebby, you know, and I think she truly got me the first day I walked in. So maybe 2 months later, I was essentially told to go to the intergroup meeting and tell them that I was the intergroup treasurer. Now, I didn't know what intergroup was. I didn't know what the treasurer job was. Nothing. So one of my buddies from that meeting went with me. And when everyone introduced themselves and, you know, said what their role was, the room just blew up when I said, okay, I'm intergroup treasurer, you know, because it's like, what? You can't just walk in here and tell people you're the treasurer. But when I told them that the former treasurer told me that I was the treasurer, they just said, okay, and voted me in. But I find that's the way a lot of service is in OA. You show up, what do they say? The you don't have to be equipped or whatever, the called will be equipped, whatever that is. I never get that saying right. But anyway, so that's how I ended up being the intergroup treasurer. Now, one of the things that I'll have to say is that the more immersed for me, the more immersed I am in something, then the more immersed I am in it. And so the way that those kind of things helped me with my recovery was that I was busy learning everything away. And in learning everything away, I wasn't thinking about food. I wasn't thinking about, you know, eating sugar until I blew up, you know. So I was really finding myself really involved with OA. So after that, the former treasurer suggested that if I wanted to continue with service, I should ask for help, you know, that I would need a mentor because she felt like she had taken me as far as she could. So my sponsor was someone who had served at Region and who had also actually been a trustee. So our intergroup chair at that time was also the Region rep and the WSBC delegate. So when her health deteriorated, I had just retired. So all of a sudden I was Region rep, I was WSBC delegate, and I was intergroup treasurer. Okay, so my recovery was great. My whole life was OA. I was in meetings, I was working the steps, I was giving service. And then I think at my second or third assembly, someone essentially told me that I was going to be IGOR chair. Did I really know what IGOR chair was? Not really, you know. So all of a sudden I was IGOR chair, I was intergroup treasurer, I was WSBC delegate, and I was region rep. But what happened for me was that the first time that I went to the intergroup sharing meeting and I sat there in that room, and at that time, you know, everybody came in with their little sheets filled out with everything their intergroup was doing. When I heard all the things that their intergroups were doing, my intergroup was essentially not doing much of anything recovery wise, really. My head just blew up. I was like, OMG, we could be doing this and we could do that. And we could, you know, I was so excited. I mean, I was absolutely vibrating. So by the time I got back to the intergroup meeting, I was just shaking the chair. We have to do workshops, and we have to do this outreach, and we have to go to health fairs, and we have to, believe it or not, just running on kind of almost my energy that I got from the region, we started to do those things. You know, at first it started out, you only have two or three people who are doing things, but then the next thing you know, everybody is helping. They're doing something. They're, you know, we put together workshops. We put together workshops, and people who didn't want to speak, they might help get together the food, or they might help put together, you know, get the room together. It was just fantastic. And then, of course, as soon as I had enough time, I was told that I was going to be region chair. So, and pretty much that's how it was, you know, when somebody nominated me and asked if I would run, I said, I guess, I mean, because that's kind of the way it went. But when I went to WSBC, I sat next to someone who had been through, you know, this person was telling me their story, and they had like 10 years of abstinence. And this person had been 350 pounds more than three times. And he talked about how he got, you know, back into recovery, I mean, I was just like, and everybody I sat with, everybody I talked with, they just had this deep recovery. I came back from WSBC and once again, I was just, my eyes were wide open. I was just so excited. So the next thing I knew, I was chair of the Regents Chair Committee. Our trustee stepped down and I was Regent Chair, Chair of the, the Regent Chairs Committee and trustee all at once. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend doing this, but finally for me, it was too much. Okay, so I needed a break. I needed a break to spend some time with my loved ones, to renovate my home, to take big vacations and do some deep personal recovery. I do hope to get back to do that in the future because that's what I told people. I'll run for a 3-year term as trustee, but that'll be in the future. So I have a list of, let me see, how I have like 15 just straight up tips for encouraging or motivating members to get involved. And most of these, I'll tell you, are adapted from an intergroup survey I performed as Regent Chair. But I found that all of these apply today. And I'm going to say this is a little bit of which comes first, because the intergroup needs to have dedicated, trusted servants to support reps and delegates. That's one of the things that that's just the way it is. So which one comes first? Not sure. Sometimes we have to kind of develop it all at once. So the first thing is an experienced mentor, because it does help to have somebody who knows exactly what's needed. Two, a sponsor that encourages sponsees to do service. This means that your inner group needs to support and encourage sponsorship. Make the personal ask, just like someone essentially told me that I would do these roles. I don't advise that, but I do advise asking people personally, individually, recognizing the strengths and the recovery that they have to bring and asking them to serve. Clearly explain what region and WSO is and what it does. Lots of people really don't understand how all of our recovery is helped and assisted by the things that are done at region and things that are done at World Service. Within your intergroup, more focus on recovery. If you don't have recovery in your intergroup, there's no one to volunteer, you know, or ask. So sometimes we have to go back to basics. Number six, bolster your meeting attendance. Because what they said in the survey was we need more newer, different OAs volunteering. We need new blood with new ideas. And what this means is focusing on getting newcomers in and keeping them engaged. So that means welcoming newcomers, focusing on them, PIPO, having recovery events. Number seven was someone said they would have to free up their schedule. And it is true. You do need people who have the time. For me, when I retired, of course, I had the time. But I will say our intergroup chair right now is 35 years old. She's got 3 little kids and she does tons of service. And a big part of that is that it's an integral part of her own personal recovery. She just feels that she has to do that too, that her service is tied, like mine, intimately with her recovery. Number eight is knowing more. Ask someone who served as rep and delegate and is enthusiastic about it to give a report about region and WSBC activities and how it helped their in-group to grow and how it helped their own personal recovery. And I do have this in a Word document, so you know, I'll send it out to everybody. And now I don't know where I am. Oh, wait. Okay, 9. More information through shares about how service is absolutely necessary for continued recovery and abstinence. I think lots of times, I think we can get to a point where we forget about step 12. We forget that what our recovery literature all says is that if we don't carry the message, essentially, if we don't do service, then we can't grow our own personal recovery, because that is step 12, you know. 10, more outreach from region and WSO to the intergroup. Have members of the board talk with local groups about what it does. Now, I do know that everybody here is a volunteer, and we do try to do as much as we can to reach out. So this, I think, is something that we'll be doing, hopefully more of in the future, because I think it is a good idea. Have more events, create more excitement and interesting things to do, find a way to invigorate the group. Once again, I think that's one of those things that we have to go and we have to ask people, what would excite you? What would invigorate you? Because often I think as trusted servants, we do as much as we can, as much as we can think of, but we need help from all of the members to help us know, you know, what would bring you in, you know, what would motivate you. Using more technology so that people can attend remotely. And I just truly appreciate all of you who make sure that we do this, that we have options like this. And of course, then we have to have more technology training so that more people can help and participate. Let everyone know that funds are available and how to access them. If we can direct people to oaregionaid.org and also to our amazing, wonderful treasurer, the funds are out there. So the intergroups that think that they can't afford to send someone, that's just really not a good reason anymore, because we definitely have the funds and we definitely want people to participate. And number 15, I love that someone in the survey said, there isn't much that you can do to get me to go to be a rep or be a delegate, because I don't do well in group activities. And what I thought is that that's true. But what that means is that we need to all accept that not everybody is going to participate or step up to this kind of service, but we still need to encourage them to do other tasks. And so that means that if we ask them and they decline, we just ask if they'll do something else. So that's really all I have. So thanks so much for listening.
Gina, thank you. I love that there's a tip sheet that goes along with it, because this is the tip series after all. So, yeah. So thank you. And I also want to invite people, if you will please get your thoughts together as far as questions for Katrina, or also offering your experience with encouraging reps to come to WSBC or to business assemblies at the region level. And I'll just say, Katrina, it was especially poignant to me to hear you speak of, to hear you speak of the level of service you spoke of. I don't think we have a more credible speaker right now, because you've done it all, basically. And Dora, thank you for being the trustee for Region 8 currently, and for being here at this session. I'm always really grateful when senior leaders show up to these sessions and model the way. So let's go ahead. Please, anybody who has a question or experience to share, please share in your native language and we'll hear it if we have chosen the button down below in the globe, either English, Spanish, or Portuguese. Okay, let's hear from whoever's interested in sharing. Who's first? Roz, go ahead, please, and unmute yourself.
Hi, welcome to everybody. My name is Roz, very grateful compulsive overeater and addict, a member of the IGOR committee for about as long as I've been coming. I think in 2018 or 2019, I started in region. I'm a transplant from the Boston, Massachusetts area. I moved down here permanently into Florida in 2011 to take care of my sick daughter. And she's in program too. And we decided that we needed a big book meeting, which I missed. And I had been doing it for years and years. I've been in program 38 and a half years. I was a child when I came here, but anyway, so I never was an intergroup rep. I have to tell you that, but I did the same thing as, you know, putting away chairs, putting some in my car to, you know, take care of it, driving people around to the different meetings who didn't have transportation, did all the little stuff, made the phone calls. When I got my sponsor, which was the second night, I want to tell you about my first day. My first day, I heard, I have a disease of fear, doubt, and insecurity, which has manifested itself in the way of compulsive overeating.
Roz, please slow down a little, just a little.
So, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Yeah, thank you. And that was the truth. I was a very, very fearful person. I had panic attacks when I came into program. And then I heard it wasn't a moral issue. And they read the Welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, Welcome Home. Well, the tears just burst out. Hearing that it wasn't my fault, hearing that I was welcomed here, I fit in, I didn't have to be made fun of, all that stuff. My highest weight was over 300 pounds. And every day I struggled trying to lose, trying to do whatever it is. So I didn't do a lot of service in organized service like intergroups until I came down here. Started a big book meeting. Of course, they needed an intergroup rep. So I'll be the one. And I did it. And then I was going over to convention in the other side of the Florida, Fort Lauderdale, happened to be the assembly as well as a retreat there. And they said, hey, why don't you just see if you can sit in onto the assembly thing and let us know what's going on? Sure, I can do that. So we signed all the paperwork and I went, and Katrina was the most beautiful person who was up there. I didn't know my butt from my head, whatever was going on. They had a different name for my intergroup. They forgot about my green tag. I kept raising my hand because I wanted to follow the rules. And I came back with knowledge like I have never seen before. I've never heard anything about region. I was just amazed at all the different work that was going on, how 200 people could be sitting there, or maybe it was only 100, I don't know, but getting together with others who are on the same kind of committee, listening to what other people do, how they did it. I have a small intergroup and nobody wants to do anything. And it's really, really tough. So twice a year, I get up and I bring my big report back to them and they, oh, very good report, Ross. Yeah, now let's do these things. We've had retreats, we've had workshops, you know, we're still a small group and there are people who are finding it difficult for their abstinence, but they're willing now to work on smaller committees until they get their 30 days or 60 days or 90 days worth of abstinence.
And I'm going to interrupt just to say, I appreciate there's a lot of practical things you said. No, and I just want to make sure, especially so lucky in this inaugural session with, you know, this is session number 3 in the tip series, and we have friends from Latin America, and I'd love to hear their voices too. So
absolutely,
we have time for that.
No problem.
Thank you for every example you gave. And who else would like to share? And please, I'm so eager to hear what's going on in Brazil, in Chile, and you name it, across South America and Central America. Please go ahead, Rita. Oh, I'm not hearing Rita, even though, oh, she has to unmute. She has to unmute.
Okay.
And Rita, okay. Do you want to speak in English or do you want to speak in a different language?
I can, either way, it's
all right, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. I came into OA in 1983 when I was living in New York. And when I came to Brazil back, OA was starting here. So I had to give a lot of service. I was, you know, obliged to. And this helped because we, 2 years after the beginning, we had an intergroup, and one year or two later, we started the National Service Board, and I've been the first delegate to go, but it was very difficult to find the delegates because of the language problem. We had to get people who spoke English, at least to understand what was being discussed. Lately, in the last years, Dora made a big effort to in favor of translations. But still, we don't have enough intergroups. And here, very few people that give service in intergroups. So we have a lot of people coming to meetings, but we don't have a lot of people giving service. So I think this is the most challenging thing we have to face. Starting more intergroups in order to send more delegates. Okay, so this is my way of seeing it. Thank you for hearing.
Rita, thank you. Thanks for speaking for your experience in Brazil. Would anybody from another country like to share her experience or their experience? Elsie, please go ahead and unmute yourself and then speak in whichever language you wish.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Okay.
You can.
So my name is Luciana. I'm from Brazil also. I hope it's okay. You're calling for another country, but I think it's okay. And I'm from São Paulo Intergroup, and I'm super, super new on a conference, worldwide conference level. It was my first conference. And it was an amazing, amazing experience, very intense, much more intense than I thought. It's been incredible. And well, I've been with OA in Brazil for 10 years now, and I think the most difficult times I saw here in São Paulo. São Paulo is a huge, huge city, and in these 2 years or more of this pandemic, it was really hard to see the groups and the meetings not working, and people relapsing. And now, what I see now, for the last, let's say, 2 months, it's all the meetings and the groups coming back, and a lot of people coming. The group where I came from It's a very known group in São Paulo, and it's been with tons of people, dozens of people every week, and it's I'm very happy to see. We are opening more rooms in other neighborhoods, so and more groups. So this is what is going on right now. So as far as I can see, it's we are rebuilding this movement of having a lot of groups in the city and in different neighborhoods, and rebuilding the own São Paulo intergroup with people being able to meet, because not everybody here are willing to do everything virtual, although it's an amazing tool, and thanks God for the virtual in this pandemic. But a lot of people didn't have the means to do and relapse also. So we are now rebuilding it. And soon, I hope we'll have more people giving service. And we are, we'll be sending more delegates. We sent a lot of delegates, as far as I understood, this year. But we are rebuilding the rooms and rebuilding abstinence for a lot of people, and we are going to rebuild and have the you know body of services stronger. That's my feeling, that we suffered a lot in São Paulo City. We suffered a bit with the pandemic, and we are coming back, and people are coming back to the meetings, and this is really beautiful to see.
Obviously, thank you. And who else would like to share? Raquel, if you're actually from Australia and it's not just a cool trip photo, we'd welcome hearing from you if you'd like to unmute and share your experience or a question. And if not, anybody else is welcome. Annabella, Marisa, Carol, Shirley, Dora, please, of course. And can you come on camera, or is it not? Okay, thank you. I know you're in a car in the dark in Brazil, but thank you.
Now it's better.
It's great.
Hello, everyone. I am Dora from Pulse Vitae. And participate beyond the intergroup level is so important for my recovery. Giving service is so important for my recovery. I can remember that when I arrived in OA, 2 years after I arrived in OA, I began to give service and keep in touch with Region 8 at that moment and World Service Office. And this helped a lot to keep my abstinence. It's not about have a strong abstinence and then go to give service. I think that both work together. I am sure that I keep coming back because I am involved with service in all levels that I could. At this moment, I am a trustee, Region 8 trustee. But when I was delegate in 2014, I have learned a lot. I go there to give service, but I received lots of gifts. And the same about Region 8. Huh? My God. The same about Region 8 when I participate. And now we have a big opportunity we go to the world level and we are at home because the hybrid and the virtual is possible. We can go to a workshop from the region 8 because there is the technology and there is the interpretation. And as we have opportunity, we will go to our intergroups and bring the experience that we have. For me, I don't know what will happen when I finish my term, but I am sure that I will keep attending region assemblies, national assemblies, because this makes my abstinence stronger. Thank you.
Dora, thank you. I wish I could hear from Lisiani and Sieni about your experience, and yet you've been selfless and said you would interpret. So Lisiani, go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I was wondering if we would be able to share something, me and Sieni, and how we would do that. You know, some could Sieni translate for me to Portuguese?
Very nice. Let's do that. And surely,
I cannot translate Sieni to Spanish because I don't speak Spanish.
Sieni, we will ask you to be very selfless this time, Sieni, and then and Shirley, I will ask you to share with us electronically after, because we're going to end at quarter of this particular session tonight. So Lisi, you'll be the finale. Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Welcome, everybody. I'm Lisiane. I'm an overeater compulsive. I'm Brazilian, and currently I am the secretary of my inner group, which is Café Abstinente. It's a virtual intergroup. And I'm new in OA. I've been in OA for 1.5 years only. And I was 3 months in OA when I started doing service. I started as a second secretary. And last year, because of the pandemics, our secretary got ill and the chair came to me. So I've been secretary ever since and was reelected. And what I observe, I've been attending for some Memphis meetings, and it's a small meeting, it's very cozy. And the groups that are part of my inner group, they are huge. We have 20 plus people in the smallest meetings. On Sundays, we achieve 70 people. It's a lot of people. But still, we don't have much people doing service. And that's a problem. We have only one delegate. We have the funds. We have a lot of money. Now we are inviting a lot of people to come to the assembly in Minas Gerais because we have the funds to do that. And still, we don't have people to do service. We are a huge intergroup. We have more than 200 members and only a few of us. And the intergroup meetings, we don't have the representatives from the small groups. They just don't come. So what I observe is that we need to stimulate people to do more service, you know? And not only in the group, but the intergroup and the word service. That's what I'm learning from you guys, you know, the need of stimulate people to do service. And that's what I'm going to take to my inner group. I'm sorry, I got lost because I start reading the chat. That's why.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for hearing me.
I love the variety of experiences we've had from Brazil. Thank you. And I'm so grateful, Katrina, you got us moving and thinking about our own experience. Thank you for that. I really hope that people who have come from Brazil and other places tonight, other than the United States, that it'll be a different conversation a year from now. Perhaps this was inspiring to hear about a group of people's service. It's hard for everybody, I guess, is what I heard tonight. And it's rewarding for everybody. And Dora, I will invite you to have the last word because I see your hand is raised, and then we will end with the Serenity Prayer briefly. Go ahead, Dora. If you can come off mute, please.
I raised my hand to share at that moment. I forgot my hand.
Ah, okay. Sorry. In any case, everyone, I'm so grateful you are here tonight. This is recorded. And what we will do, I want to tell you, as far as the tip sheet goes, we are putting this on the SOAR 8 website along with the other recordings. So we'll have the audio recording and we'll have the tip sheet for you in the next several days. I know our webmaster has been out of town, but as soon as she's back, we will post that. And really thanks to everyone for joining. Thank you, Terry and Shirley, for making it possible. I'm sorry you didn't get to share aloud, for making this whole thing possible. We made history here tonight, and it shouldn't be historical, but it is. And from now on, we will do this when it's a region-wide series. We will have simultaneous interpretation with the kindness of Lisiane and Sione and whoever else is willing to volunteer. All right, thanks so much, everybody. Here's the Serenity Prayer, and come back. Oh, please come back. I will put this in the chat. And please do come, even though it's only in English, and make sure that you are signing up for the All SOAR 8 group if you don't have it. We're going to take just one moment for me to put this in the chat if I can. Okay, there it all is. If you're interested in copying that down, please, you know, cut and paste it for yourselves. Thank you. Let's
I'm sorry, Sarah. I didn't get it. What's that it? So I can translate, sorry?
Sure. That people can cut and paste this into a notepad for themselves. What's in the chat?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody, time for the Serenity Prayer. And please come back in July 21st, how to host recovery events. That will be Ellen from Memphis talking about how she did it virtually with one of her team. So please come. That was a big adventure, as some of you know. Okay, thanks. Serenity Prayer time. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change,
courage to change the things I can,
and wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. Thank you, Katrina. Thank you, everybody. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dora. Carol, thank you for having waited on the other URL to usher people. I'm not sure what happened, and I appreciate that.
Well, I think that I had volunteered to be there early, and when I went tonight, I completely forgot that and came here, but nobody was waiting for me.
Good. Okay.
I'm hoping that they got your message and came here directly.
I listened to. And there is the recording, so I'm going to stop the meeting now, and thanks everybody for joining. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for everybody.
Bye-bye.